Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
I love my dog. He's my dog. If you don't love my dog, that's okay.
We've got a little cutie in studio today, and I'm not talking about Steve Dale. We'll get to that in just a second. I have a couple more questions for you before we call your fiance Chelsea. Chelsea's favorite TV show?
Chelsea, Big Little Lies.
The place she'd really want to go on vacation.
I've got a shot of getting that. She wants to go to Hawaii. I think I'm 2 for 2 on this segment, Steve.
Dream job.
Run her own company?
Rummy? Running a rummy game?
Gin rummy. I've been teaching her how to play cards. She now knows there are 4 suits of cards. Spades, hearts, diamonds, and clubs, Steve. Now she was forgiven.
She wants to run her own company.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Favorite candy?
Does ice cream count?
No,
it's candy.
All right, fine. Let's go with gummy bears.
Where or how did you meet her?
Have you met her?
Not sure.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Favorite song.
Favorite song.
Theme to Orient Express.
I think the love theme from the Murder on the Orient Express.
I don't think I've ever said more on the radio than these two segments.
It's fairly useless.
I'm sorry. Favorite song. She loves music, Steve. How about Hungry Eyes? Go with Hungry Eyes.
Okay.
Hungry Eyes.
There's like 20 questions here. I'm guessing you got 4 right.
Yeah, was Dirty Dancing her favorite movie then?
No, we're not changing that answer.
Oh, okay. Murder
he on said you. Murder on the Orient Express, the worst answer ever for what's my fiance's favorite movie.
The dog is looking at me right now and is concerned.
The people in that movie don't name that as their favorite movie.
It's a great movie, Steve.
He wasn't even sure if she has seen it yet.
Right.
How's this?
So pathetic.
How's this? I haven't seen that movie, but I know she likes murders and Murder on the Orient Express.
Godfather 3. She's, you know what all girls like.
She's the only one that liked Godfather 3.
It's 9:18. We continue now with Steve Dale. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are things?
Things are great if we adopt this dog, and what a cute little dog.
It's a beauty.
The cutest little dog ever. Should the dog be in one place for the TV camera?
Behind you, actually, would be great.
Okay, we'll do that.
But where is said little pup?
The little pup is just wandering around the studio, and Kara is here from One Tail at a Time.
Carm, grab the little... I don't
you
grab.
Want me to
grab? That sounded wrong. what is the doggy's name?
Go ahead, Carm.
This is Pluto. He's adoptable with One Tail at a Time.
All right, so here's what I want you to do, Carm. Sit with Pluto in a chair. Okay. No. The chair where we can
one
see you.
One back here.
Oh, actually, I can see you from you. No, we can see you from where you are. Either one.
Here, I'll go over here.
Okay. And I'll let you know when you get on camera here so we could actually see you. You need to move a little bit closer to Steve Dale. And
he's always wanted to do that.
Yes, he has, professionally and personally. All right, you're now,
there he is.
You're now in camera. Just get Pluto to look at the camera a little bit.
Pluto.
And we'll be good to go. All right, so history of this dog?
Kara.
So Pluto, he's about 2 years old. We think that he's a little Shih Tzu mix. He's been in a foster home for a couple weeks, and he's just a total gentleman. He's you know, up to go on a walk or a little walk around the park with you. But if you want to just stay inside on a rainy Saturday and watch some Netflix, he'll do that as well.
So just loves being around his people.
He loves being around people.
So Kara, not Kara, you weren't dropped off at the shelter, but Pluto was dropped off at Animal Care and Control. Nobody knows why. I mean, this is a cute, youngish dog.
Right.
Probably a Maltese mix, actually. And it's a wonderful, this is a wonderful, gentleman is the perfect word, wonderful, wonderful dog. And a lot of dogs are like that. I mean, we don't know why they're giving up. The dogs have done absolutely nothing wrong. So for people that wanted want a little white fluffy dog,
she likes
there
Mark.
Aren't a ton of them.
She likes Mark. What did you say, Mark?
Who can blame the dog?
I just telling Pluto that Pluto, you've done nothing wrong. You're an amazing animal.
Right.
Motivation is good. Yes. And and Pluto is available from one tail at a time. So here's what happened. The dog lands at Chicago Animal Care and Control, and then one tail has foster families. A good idea, Kara.
Oh, well, thank you. We have many, many foster families who are just waiting for the right pup to come along so they can open their home to the pup. Usually it's a 3 to 4 week period. It just depends on the dog, you know, how healthy they are, any kind of treatment that we need to get them. But usually it's a really, really fast time between the time we're able to rescue them and then send them off to forever homes. And we also give our foster homes first dibs on adopting as well.
Yes. So the great thing about foster is that way the dog is in a real home. That family can say, that dog barks at cats or whatever the issue is.
It's test driving.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it frees up another space at the animal shelter. So it's a win-win-win.
And the best way to become part of Pluto's life and Pluto yours?
The best way to become part of Pluto's life would be to adopt him. You can go to onetail.org, and we have all of our available dogs on our website. So if you're looking for a 100-pound dog and not a Pluto-sized dog, we've got those as well.
And is that how people are adopting now, by weight? I need a 57-pound dog.
A lot of times, yes, especially here in Chicago.
Yeah, I bet that's true.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to find a different topic, but sadly, it's hard to find rentals and even condos that accept larger dogs. We want to change that.
Even with all of the rental space in this city, which is unoccupied.
Yeah, especially in certain neighborhoods. Yes, that's absolutely
true. Why isn't there a dog building? It seems like there'd be a dog building.
I would be in that. Our building's like that, actually. Yeah. Everyone has a pet. Exciting news at one tail at a time.
Yes, we're growing. We're growing. Just a couple of weeks back, we announced our capital campaign to expand. So each year with one tail, we've been saving about 100 additional dogs from the year before. This year, we're on track to save 250 more dogs than last year.
Good for you.
But we got to keep up with that, and we got to keep the momentum and the energy going and also be able to care efficiently and effectively for the dogs in our program now. So we're growing.
If you look behind you right now, there's two members of our office staff, lovely ladies, who don't even know I'm on the air most mornings. And now that Pluto's in here, they can't wait to come in.
Dogs are magic.
No question
about it. They really are. They really are. So One Tail at a Time has begun this capital campaign to help you grow.
Yes.
Got a great picture of Pluto on CLTV right now. That's it, Pluto. Work it. Work it.
He's got it down. Yes, Steve. So we launched a capital campaign. We're doing it in two phases because we need to grow quite a bit. So there are four pieces to the capital campaign. Our behavior center, which is in the process of opening now. Dogs are moving in. We've got a mobile adoption truck on the way that's going to go all around Chicago and beyond, so our suburbs as well, where adoption might not be as accessible, and offer it to those individuals. We've also got an isolation center for all of our dogs coming from Chicago shelters. And last but not least, kind of the grand finale is a vet clinic where we'll be able to provide all of our foster dogs their care in-house.
So you're going to be able to spend that money in very appropriate places.
Yes, yes. It's actually opening the vet clinic. We're going to be able to cut our vet costs in half, which will mean we're going to make every donation go twice as far.
A game changer for Chicago.
Game changer.
So this is so exciting.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it
deal.
Is. It
Speaking
is
of big deals, 4th of July coming up.
Yeah.
Thunder.
Yeah, yeah.
Fireworks. So when we come back, you're going to tell us how to give comfort to our animals who might be skittish.
I can do that.
Because I don't know if you know this, I've got a Holstein cow that is very jumpy around fireworks.
Yeah. Bob and Carol's.
In a house. Right. All right, we are back, and Steve Dale is here. Please introduce our guest, Steve, again.
This is Kara from One Tail at a Time, which is a great organization doing great work in Chicago, and we want to see this dog, Pluto, adopted.
We do. And you know what? We open today at 2 o'clock, and we're open through Sunday, so come adopt him.
White, fluffy dog.
Cute
want those.
Cute little dude.
Yeah, thank
right.
you. I think I am.
So, yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Thunder and lightning and fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks, especially right now, you know. So you know, probably, if your dog is fearful of fireworks, mm-hmm. if your dog is inconsolable, absolutely going to be terrified, and you know that right now, today, call your veterinarian. If your dog is just fearful in some way, the quick answer is put your dog in a room, use a pheromone product in that separate room, like a Daptol. If it's a dog, feel away. If it's a cat, that lowers the fear and anxiety, helps the animal feel more comfortable in its own environment.
Called a Daptil?
Uh-huh. A-D-A-P-T-I-L. Okay. Close the window, for Christ's sake. We don't want to hear the fireworks.
Right.
And turn on your favorite talk radio show in the background instead. So
that wouldn't be Man Cow, by the way.
No, it would not. Who? I've never heard of that.
So in addition, what about thunder jackets and what
I love the... So the Thunder shirt is a great idea. You know, it doesn't work terrifically for all dogs, but most dogs, yes. Anything you can do to help, there are nutritional supplements as well. And I have it all detailed on my blog, which is stevedale.tv.
Yeah, and a dog, if it's cuddly and likes a lot of affection, is like a little kid, right? Little kid, you want little kid wants a hug when there's a scare, something scary going on?
Oh,
same thing
man.
For your dog?
I'm glad. You don't know how brilliant that question is, because for
years... You're
right.
That's why I'm sitting here.
Yeah. Really, it is. For years, people would say, don't pet your dog, don't console your dog, because that'll communicate to your dog somehow that it's okay to be afraid, and you're somehow enhancing the fear. That's...
It's nonsense.
Not the word I was going to use, but yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. If your dog feels better because you pet your dog, talk softly to your dog, that is a good thing to do. We cannot change the emotion in that way except to make your dog feel better.
We're going to run out of time. When are you on the radio again?
I am on the radio Sunday morning at 6:30, and my guest is Dr. Jane Goodall.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Factor Fiction.
Fact or fiction? This is either fact or I made it up. So Abraham Lincoln's dog Fido was also assassinated 1 year after Lincoln was shot. True or false? Fact or fiction?
Wow.
Wow. I'd say true.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Is that right?
Isn't that crazy?
Somebody shot the dog?
Stabbed the dog.
What?
Yeah. Stabbed the dog a year after Lincoln was
assassinated. How bizarre.
That's just the fact that his dog's name was Fido. I didn't know was that even
possible. It was the first Fido.
Well, back then, you know, now the dog's names are Pluto.
Pluto, Jupiter.
And one more time, people want to adopt Pluto or ask questions about the same, what do they do?
Go to onetail.org, and that's tail, T-A-I-L.
Thank you for being here, and a helpful listener just texted, I have a thunder parka for when I get scared. So good for them.